Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Today, we're talking about something that might seem a little counterintuitive at first. Self-compassion. You know, those days when you trip, fumble, or just feel like your inner critic is on overdrive. Yeah, I'm talking about those moments. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another lecture on being nice to myself, stick with me for a second. Because trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good thing. Practicing self-compassion is like giving your mind the same kind of support and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. It's about recognizing that we all screw up, we all stumble, and that's okay. It doesn't mean you're a failure or anything less than amazing. Here are 5 key takeaways that can really help you level up your self-compassion game. First off, understand that self-criticism is a major saboteur. It's like having this inner voice constantly whispering negativity in your ear, making you doubt yourself and feel inadequate. You know that feeling when you've messed up on something, and instead of giving yourself a break, you go into full-blown self-flagellation mode? Yeah, not helpful. Try to catch those negative thoughts before they spiral out of control. Next, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to meditate for hours on end, though that can be great. It's about being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice those self-critical voices popping up, simply acknowledge them and let them pass without getting sucked into their drama. Number 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Seriously, this is huge. Imagine talking to a good friend who's feeling down. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support, right? Well, extend the same courtesy to yourself. Be your own cheerleader even when things get tough. Now, 4. Remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Perfection is an illusion, and striving for it only sets you up for disappointment. Learn from your mistakes, forgive yourself, and move on. Don't let one slip up define you. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, no matter how small. Taking a moment to appreciate the simple joys can shift your perspective and help you feel more positive and resilient. Okay, so imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work, and your mind is racing with anxieties. You've practiced countless times, but now doubts start creeping in. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm unprepared? What if everyone laughs at me? This is where self-compassion comes in. Instead of getting caught in the spiral of negative thoughts, you take a deep breath and remind yourself, it's okay to be nervous. Everyone feels this way sometimes. Even seasoned speakers get butterflies. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment, offer yourself words of encouragement, I've prepared well, I can do this. And focus on delivering the best presentation you can. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. It's okay to have setbacks, make mistakes, experience moments of doubt. The key is to treat yourself with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness along the way. You're doing your best, and that's all that matters. So, what are you going to do today to cultivate more self-compassion? Write down one small thing you can do to be kinder to yourself. It could be as simple as saying a positive affirmation or taking a few minutes to relax and recharge. Remember, building self-compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself every single day. And that's it for today's episode of the Stoic Mind Gym. Remember to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. And as always, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep pushing towards your best self. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.